The penalties are piling up on Russia. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. More sanctions and expelled diplomats after what was found in towns around Ukraine's capital when Russian forces left. The U.S. wants Russia ousted from its seat on the Human Rights Council.
U.S. Ambassador to the U.N. Linda Thomas-Greenfield, traveling abroad, remarked in Romania that Russia should be held accountable for what America believes are war crimes in Ukraine. The bodies of hundreds of civilians have been found in towns near the capital of Kyiv. Ukraine President Volodymyr Zelensky calls it genocide by Russian forces.
Fox's Gernal Scott, Russia is criticizing the West and denies committing war crimes. President Biden just unveiling a trucking action plan.
In this iconic American industry, it's getting harder and harder to raise a family with dignity and pride that you deserve.
He's pledging to help recruit and keep more truckers on the job, in part by improving apprenticeship programs. An arrest made in California where more than one shooter opened fire after a fight in Sacramento when the city's entertainment district was filled with people at closing time over the weekend.
Their night out on the town turning to horror and tragedy after more than 70 shots were fired at around 2 a.m. yesterday morning. Cell phone video shows police racing toward the chaos. 18 people were shot. 6 were killed. Five people remain hospitalized. Detectives found a stolen handgun at the scene and say the shooting followed a street brawl.
Fox's Claudia Cowan in Sacramento. 3 women and 3 men were killed in the shooting, ranging in age from 21 to 57. Police just confirming the arrest of 26-year-old Dondre Martin as a related suspect in the shooting, booked for assault and a firearms charge. Just a few hours before the California shooting, one person was killed, 11 others injured at an outdoor concert in Dallas. That shooting also remains under investigation. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Opening statements in West Virginia in the state's lawsuit against several drug makers over the opioid crisis.
West Virginia Attorney General Patrick Morrissey is suing Janssen, Teva, Allergan, and their family of companies, accusing them of engaging in strategic campaigns to deceive prescribers, which the suit alleges led to opioids being overprescribed for common pain and fueled as substance abuse. West Virginia leads the nation in drug overdose deaths.
Fox's Jeff Manasso, the state previously reached settlements with several other drug companies. Nearly everyone in the world is breathing air that doesn't meet World Health Organization standards. After tightening its guidelines about 6 months ago, the UN's health agency is calling for more action to reduce fossil fuel use as it updates its air quality database, which now includes more than 6,000 municipalities around the world. The group says air quality is poorest in the Eastern Mediterranean and Southeast Asia regions, followed by Africa, and that 99% of the global population is breathing air that exceeds its air quality limits. A rental car company continues to expand its fleet of electric vehicles.
In an attempt to bulk up its EV offerings, Hertz is buying 65,000 electric vehicles from the Swedish carmaker Polestar over the next 5 years. The move is in addition to the 100,000 Teslas Hertz aims to purchase by the end of 2022, which the rental giant said will make up more than 20% of its fleet. The company's CEO said the Polestar vehicles will be offered to renters, corporate customers, and rideshare partners. The Polestar deal has the potential to add to sales for Hertz and is a significant step forward in its plan to build the largest fleet of rental EVs in North America.
Fox's Hillary Barsky. An hour to the close on Wall Street. The Dow's up 98 points. Oil prices topping $103 a barrel. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.